بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله, we have completed the 22nd night of Taraweeh, in which we have completed the 22nd juz of the Quran. Let's take an ayah from the ayah that we recited and reflect upon its meaning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وَإِذْ تَقُولُ لِلَّذِي أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَأَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْسِكْ عَلَيْكَ زَوْجَكَ وَاتَّقِ اللَّهَ وَتُخْفِي فِي نَفْسِكَ مَا اللَّهُ مُبْدِيهِ وَتَخْشَى النَّاسَ وَاللَّهُ أَحَقُّ أَنْ تَخْشَاهُ فَلَمَّا قَضَى زَيْدٌ مِنْهَا وَطَرًا زَوَّجْنَاكَهَا لِكَيْ لَا يَكُونَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ حَرَجٌ لكي لا يكون على المؤمنين حرج في أزواج أدعيائهم إذا قضوا منهن وطرا وكان أمر الله مفعولا. In translation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, when you said to him whom Allah had blessed and you had favored, keep your wife to yourself and fear Allah, but you hid within yourself what Allah was to reveal and you feared the people, but it was Allah you were supposed to fear. Then when Zayd ended his relationship with her, we gave her to you in marriage, that there may be no restriction for believers regarding the wives of their adopted sons when the relationship has ended. The command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was fulfilled. A fear overcomes this ummah when we have to explain our rituals and traditions to the wider world. So much so that it becomes something that we just don't even want to talk about, because of the fear that we may be teased and mocked. The questions that are asked could be very simple, such as why we can't even have a drop of water when we are fasting the month of Ramadan, to more serious discussions like the marriage of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the young and adolescent Aisha radiallahu anha, the mother of the believers. This dilemma also befell our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to marry Zainab radiallahu anha, the divorced wife of his adopted son Zayd ibn Haritha radiallahu anhu. The custom of the time was that it was forbidden for a man to do so, because it was seen as the equivalent of marrying your own daughter-in-law. Just as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam rejected the existing Arabian norms of the time and held steadfast to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon hearing his revelation, we must understand that our deen shall never be diluted by the customs and the laws of our time. We hold steadfast that ultimately homosexuality is forbidden, and that the capital punishment will be legislated for the murderer, and that marrying multiple spouses will always be permissible for men. The deen of Islam is a timeless and constant deen that is suitable for all time and places, from the time of its revelation all the way through to the day of resurrection. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.